Who has more pressure on them, Eli Manning or Peyton Manning?
Oh, I think it's still Peyton because he's been here before and he hasn't done it, you know.
And the clock is ticking?
Yeah, well, you know, it's still not ticking, winding down that much. I mean, he's going to be playing for a few more years. But just the fact that his team has been in the hunt for much longer than Eli's, and I don't think people see Eli, obviously, as the same type of quarterback that you put your team on your back. Yeah, but there's a lot of pressure for Eli because he plays in New York. So, and he was the guy who said he didn't want to play for the Chargers. I think let's not forget that part of it, okay?
Well, and it's also taken for granted that Peyton, they expect him. A bad game for him is a B-plus for most other people. With Eli, he's been playing C-ball for quite some time.
Yeah, you know, he really hadn't had a lot of interceptions this season, and even in the past few weeks. I went back last night, and I was just looking at his stats game by game and stuff like that. And I think he's had only like one or two picks in like the last month or so. But he hasn't been dominant, and he hasn't even completed half his passes in the past couple of games. But, I think the thing with the Giants is that there are just so many problems around him as well. But he's one of them because he's been pretty inconsistent.